This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's time to put us on a low-salt diet. It's snow. Can you believe it, Duluth? And ice season in our cold climates, and that means road treatments and sidewalk treatments are important for public safety. But did you know that 1 teaspoon of salt pollutes 5 gallons of water? The University of Minnesota says that runoff from de-icing chemicals results in pollution of our groundwater, the source of most of our drinking. Chloride in high amounts affects the oxygen levels and natural mixing of lakes and waterways and is toxic to fish, aquatic bugs, and amphibians. It also degrades our concrete, asphalt, and natural stone and corrodes metals. Salt can be absorbed by plant roots, causing dehydration, and salt spray can burn turf and foliage, especially on evergreens. Sodium causes clay particles in soil to expand, increasing soil compaction, reducing water infiltration, and making it hard for roots to grow. Weeds like Canada thistle, however, grow well in compacted soils. Great! When taking care of your own driveway and sidewalks, get at that snow as soon as you can and avoid using de-icing chemicals. If you do need them, go lightly. 1 coffee mug of salt works for a 20-foot driveway. Sweep up any excess. As for plants, there are some more tolerant of salt than others. Native perennials include butterfly weed, with the bonus of being a host for the monarch butterfly, barren strawberry, wild bergamot, and yarrows. I'll have pictures and more information about these plants on my website, gardenbite.com. Long grasses do not like to be seasoned unless they're the crabgrass weed. I'll have a more thorough list on my website. As for options on roads in Wisconsin, they're trying cheese brine. Well, of course they are. Others are looking at beet pulp and pickle juice. Maybe they're out there having a Bloody Mary. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.